What's up? How y'all doing out there? I'm back. This is Triple P, Paul Pickett Podcast. I'm your host, the one and only Paul Pickett. Before I get started, hit that click now subscribe button. If you're on Instagram or Facebook, hit that follow. Don't forget the audio version. What was it? Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon, Odyssey, CastBox, Deezer, iHeart, Player FM, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Stitcher, TuneIn, and more. You can Google the Paul Pickett Podcast. This podcast is sponsored by Promo Palace LLC at promopalace.biz. For online marketing promotions, go to promopalace.biz. If you're a dog lover, a cat lover, or an animal lover, go to New Litter Apparel at newlitter.com. They got t-shirts, hoodies, and stuff for your dog to wear as well. So basically, I've been writing these, you know, I got this little post-it stickies, and I'll basically write a little topic on here so I remember the topic if I see a nice little juicy topic. First topic I want to get into today is Max Kellerman rumored to be leaving First Take. Now, it's rumored that he's not leaving ESPN, but he's leaving First Take. I'm hearing some rumors that Stephen A. Smith has something to do with it. It could be Max's choice. I don't know. Like, I don't really think Max is a good fit there. I think, like, he can't really handle Stephen A. Smith's aggression. I think he's, like, thin-skinned and whatnot. And another thing is, a lot of times, Max Kellerman just says a lot of things that are just make no sense. They just sound totally ridiculous. You know, sometimes I see debaters just go against the other debater. They just take the opposite, you know, spectrum of what they're debating. But I never really liked Max Kellerman as a debater. He fits in a Stephen A. Smith realm and Rob Parker, you know, and I forgot the other one. There's one I tweeted out another day. But some of these guys, they just say the most off-the-wall stuff because it fits with their gimmick and their character. You know, they're just gimmicks and characters sometimes, some of these guys that debate or, you know, these sports talk shows. They're not like Chris Broussard, who's always, you know, speaking from his most honest view. Doug Gottlieb, Rick Bucher, two of my favorites, Marcellus Wiley, Acho. They're always just giving honest opinions without being biased. Like, Max Kellerman's always biased. Stephen A. Smith is biased. Rob Parker's biased. And Jason, I forgot his last name, but he's biased. So, I mean, I think it's a good move for Max Kellerman to leave. And they should just bring in, like, different people to debate Stephen A. Smith. You know, don't give one person the job. Just bring in different people on different topics. If you're talking basketball, bring in Big Perk or something. You're talking football, bring in Marcus Spears or something, you know, or whatever. But I think Max Kellerman leaving the First Take is a good thing. I think the show will get better. I actually did prefer Stephen A. Smith to Max Kellerman. I think now that Stephen A. Smith is on Undisputed, you know, he's just like too biased. But, yeah, I think that's a good look that Max Kellerman did First Take. And they say Max Kellerman's probably going to do more on his radio show and other things. And he's more of a boxing guy anyways, you know. So what other topics we got here? We got the KD and Draymond interview. Ooh, 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 was that juicy. That was juicy. I have to give KD a lot of props. I mean, not KD. Well, KD a lot of props for doing the interview. Draymond for the way he went after certain, you know, topics. And topics that actually involve him, you know, as well. Like the topic of did Draymond's and KD's argument have any – was that the reason that KD left? Now, all due respect, I don't know if I believe either one of them. I don't know if I believe either one of them. Like, you know. Like, I don't know. It's just, They both blame management, but clearly that did cause some division. You know what I'm saying? Clearly KD was probably out the door, you know, a couple weeks later after that. He was just ready to move on. But it's a very juicy interview. It makes you understand KD a little bit more. I didn't like his reply to, like, why he goes at people on social media and stuff like that. And, you know, acting like no reporters would know as much as him in basketball. So, you know, like, what if it's a reporter, like, that actually played basketball, like that played college ball, pro ball, or whatever. So he don't know nothing about basketball, you know. I just think, like, his ego, KD's definitely got an ego. And I understand why, though. I understand why now. Because there was something he said about going number two in the draft and somebody telling him to just, you know, it's okay to be number two, settle, you know, just be, you know. It's okay if you're just number two. Settle with being number two. Number two, being number two is fine. But he's not trying to settle with number two. He's trying to be number one because he's been told he's been number two his whole life, that he should just accept being number two and settle with being number two. So the interview definitely gives you a good understanding about KD a little bit more. You know, I don't totally dislike KD as much as I did seeing this interview now, because I can understand him a lot more. I still don't think, like, understand, like, his take on going at people on social media. And I don't know that I totally believe KD that Draymond's argument didn't really have anything to do with him leaving, you know. But who am I to argue that? So, yeah, check out, if you haven't checked that out, Kevin Durant, Draymond interview. Great interview, juicy stuff. What else we got here? We got Raiders are going to require proof of vaccination at Raiders games. This is that political leftist ideas, like, you know, it's. You're really going to hurt your profit margin. You have a lot of people that aren't going to be comfortable with going. Nobody's trying to go through all that in a sports game. They got to show proof of vaccination. Then they're saying that if you're not vaccinated, that you can get vaccinated. Then you can come in, but you got to wear a mask. And if you only have one vaccination shot, you got to wear a mask. I mean, they're outside in a football. Unless it's the inside stadium, even the stadiums usually the roofs open up. But they're outside most of the time in a football stadium. Yeah, I understand people coughing and sneezing. But I don't know, man. This is a little too far. Like, Raiders, y'all ain't trying to have no fans in the stadium. Y'all really ain't trying to make money. You're trying to alienate. When you do things like this, you alienate consumer base. You alienate fan base. And if a business thinks they can alienate consumer base and fan base and get them back later, it doesn't work that way. It's the same thing going on with Fresh and Fit right now with the album preacher Fresh and Fit. Fresh and Fit has apparently lost over 15,000 subscribers. I know I unsubscribe because they're frauds. And the more album preach talks about it, the more I think the fraud is the Fresh guy. The Fresh guy is really, he's just going along for the ride. He ain't bagging no women like that. He ain't bagging no more women than me. I don't care how much money he's got. He ain't bagging no more women than me. And I don't even leave the house hardly. I work 6 days a week on a marketing company. I work 3 days a week on a podcast and 3 days a week on a vlog, you know. So, yeah, man, you're going to alienate half your consumer base, half your fan base. I was a big Raiders fan coming up as a kid, big on Bo Jackson, you know, and Tecmo Bowl and whatnot. But, yeah, it's not, I don't know what to say about this. It's not a good move. Alienate your consumer fan base. It's that left-wing political ideology, you know. Yeah, That's what I think about the Raiders right now with that. Jackie McMullen's retiring. Shouts out to Jackie McMullen. Every time, I don't remember Jackie McMullen from like way back in the days. I saw a video, a tribute video of her like way back in the days. And I don't remember her like that. But I will say, as long as I remember her being on like shows like Around the Horn and stuff like that, I always liked her. I always thought that she has a lot of common sense, a lot of common knowledge, you know, of the sport. She articulates it off very well. I never heard her say anything. I never heard anything come out of Jackie McMullen's mouth like, yo, that's some nonsense. What is she saying? I never heard her say that. It's always other like female sports debaters and stuff like that. Even Sarah Spain. I never really heard her say nothing, like, never heard nothing come out of my mouth. Like, what is she talking about? You know? But Carrie Champion, Molly, Rachel Nichols, you know? Joy Taylor, every now and then she'll say some things like, nah. But Joy Taylor's pretty good. She doesn't just say a bunch of nonsense. The problem was with some of these female sports debaters is they bring emotions into the mix. You're not supposed to bring emotions into a debate, man. Things could go totally wrong, man. That's where friendships could go all wrong. If Shannon and Skip brought emotions into the debate every single morning, they wouldn't be as good friends as they are. So big up to Jackie McMullins. She retired from ESPN, long career, great career. Wish her the best in life. I'm pretty sure she's still going to have her plug-in in here and there, coming in on like ESPN and other sports things independently, just making appearances. That's what you'll probably see her. Probably just writing a book, making appearances on other independent stuff, you know, just enjoying life. So, yeah, I guess that's all the sports topics. I got a couple political ones, and then I got a music one. I'm going to get into this music one first. This video with Lizzo talking about fatophobia. What the hell is that? Like, is that even, that's not even a real thing. Like, and this idea that just because you're fat and somebody doesn't find you attractive, that they're racist or they got fatophobia, that is the most BS I've ever heard in my entire life. False fairy tales, imaginary, bogus narrative. First of all, fatophobia. Unless fatophobia is the fear of getting fat, there's no such thing. I can tell you right now, ain't nobody on those planets scared of fat people. Ain't nobody got the fear of fat people. Unless it's a fat person with a gun. Or a bazooka, or a rocket launcher, or a tank. Ain't no, this idea that people have a fear of fat people. Unarmed fat people? No. Armed fat people? Yeah. People can fear armed people all day long. When they're armed, they got a gun, a grenade, a bazooka, a rocket launcher. Fatophobia is not even real. Unless fatophobia is the fear of getting fat, then it's real. Because, I mean, but I fear getting fat. I'm getting a little gut. I got a computer gut. Yeah, I fear getting too fat. Because it's very unattractive. It's very unhealthy. This idea that being fat is healthy? No. This idea that being fat is attractive? No. Slender women, slender bodies will always be more attractive than rolls. I got rolls coming in. That's not attractive. It is not attractive to have rolls. It's not attractive to have a flabby chest, flabby gut, and rolls. It's not attractive. And this is coming from somebody who's getting to that point. That's why I got to work out every other day at least, you know. But it's hard because I got a 5 screws in my foot, a rod in my leg, and a former dislocated shoulder. But Lizzo, stop it, man. Fatophobia is, unless she's afraid of getting fat, it's too freaking late for that. If she's afraid of getting fat, then it's too late for that. There's no such thing as fatophobia. I repeat, unless the fear of getting fat is fatophobia, fatophobia does not exist. This idea that people were afraid of fat people, scared of fat people, terrified of fat people. Oh my God, it's a fat person. Shut up. It's the most dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life, Lizzo. Like, your problem is you're too insecure. You're too insecure. You're too worried about what other people think about you. And like a lot of you celebrities are, you know, you're too worried about people think about you on social media. You know, like, who cares? I just told people that I'm getting out of shape. Do you think I care what they think about me? No. But I don't have this fear of fat people. This idea that anybody, this idea if anybody was afraid of fat people, that it's racist. Shut up. Shut up. People just want to say everything's racist on this planet. China builds a wall and it's to keep out people, but America builds a wall and it's racist. Double standards. Lizzo, stop it. There's no such thing as fatophobia unless that's the fear of you getting fat. And even if somebody was afraid of fat people, that's not racism. Stop it. And this idea that being fat is attractive, stop it. It's not or healthy. Stop it. All right. These next two topics kind of coincide. So I've seen this thing where they're calling people domestic terrorists because they don't wear masks, comparing Taliban takeover to White House incident. Right, first of all, calling people domestic terrorists because they don't wear masks. We know that comes from Democrats and the left. Now, that's kind of hypocritical enough. If a bunch of people coordinating attacks on burning down businesses and breaking into businesses is stealing everything, is it domestic terrorism, then there's no such fucking thing. I repeat, if people breaking into businesses and burning them down and stealing everything in there is not domestic terrorism, as the Democrats call it, then there's no such thing as domestic terrorism. So this idea that if I don't wear a mask, I'm a domestic terrorist. You know what I think to the idiots that say that? Two middle fingers up. That's what I think to any idiot that says just because somebody doesn't wear a mask, they're a domestic terrorist. You're a jackass. You're a moron. And you know, these topics like this, this is why people get on these podcasts and rant, because they get tired of hearing people say these dumb things to millions of people, that an actual person who doesn't wear a mask is a domestic terrorist, but a person who breaks into a business, steals everything out of it, they burn it down, they throw things at the cops, they shoot at the cops, those ain't domestic terrorists. Stop it, man. Stop it. That's such hypocrisy, man. Such BS. And then this idea, you want to compare the Taliban takeover to people, the White House insurgents or White House incident. Stop it, man. It's so hypocritical, man. Such these double standards by the left. So you want to compare a bunch of people running into a building with zero guns to a bunch of people taking over a whole country with nothing but guns. You want to compare an incident with a bunch of people who had no guns. They had no guns. They had no knives. They brought no guns and no knives out on y'all. They had no weapons whatsoever. And the only person that got killed during that incident was somebody that was shot by the cops. So nobody gets killed in this, but you want to compare it to a group of people taking over a whole country with guns, rocket launchers, and bombs and everything else that they used. It is such a double standard. The Democrats aren't making themselves look too good right now, man. And I will always say, of course, every Republican isn't squeaky clean. And yes, they do some hypocritical stuff and some double standard. But not this double standard stuff. Like, they're not sitting there. The Republicans aren't sitting there telling people that they're domestic terrorists because they don't wear a mask. You know? But sitting there saying, you're not a domestic terrorist if you burn down a business and you rob the whole business. And it's okay to steal anything less than $1,000. No, it's not. It's not okay to steal, period. It's not okay to steal from other people, period. Because first of all, stealing from other people can get you killed. And if you steal from other people and get killed, I don't feel sorry for you. You steal from other people. You break in my house and, like, I come in the door as you leave it and you stole something, man, I'm shooting you down in the back. I'm going to shoot you in the back and get my shit back. Because, you know, there's this bogus rules of man, you know. The laws of nature doesn't work in the laws of nature. You can't just break up in somebody's house, steal something, and leave and run out the back. And they see you. No, laws of nature dictates I take my stuff back. By force if necessary. That's what the laws of nature dictate. But yeah, so y'all, Democrats, y'all such big hypocrites. Leftists, y'all hypocrites. Y'all sit there running around calling people terrorists because they don't wear masks. But when somebody burns down businesses, steals everything from the business, you know, they're just peaceful protests. Bullshit. And comparing the Taliban taking over a whole country with guns, grenades, and rocket launchers to a bunch of people running into the White House acting like idiots. That's really wasn't what it was. A bunch of people running in the White House acting like idiots, taking Instagram photos. Like, Taliban wasn't worried about taking no fucking Instagram photos. Stop it, man. Stop it. You comparing the apples to oranges. And talk about it's the same fucking thing. Nah, one's a hell of a lot sour than the other. They don't even nowhere near the taste the same. You know? So, yeah, man. So, yeah, we had a lot of good topics today. Max Kellerman, rumored to leave First Take. Hey, two thumbs up to that. I think First Take could get better. Jackie McMullen retires. Congrats to Jackie McMullen, long career. Wish you the best. Raiders require proof of vaccination at Raiders games. Complete idiots. Don't know how to run a business. KD and Draymond interview. Check it out. Nice and juicy. And of course, Lizzo with fatophobia. I mean, I'm still trying to figure out. I gotta Google that. Is that even a thing? I know it's not. There's no such thing as a fear of fat people. I do know that's not fatophobia. So unless it's like the fear of going fat, which, I mean, I could say I pretty much might have fatophobia because I do fear going fat. You know, I always said I don't want to be little fats from coast to coast mixtapes. He's like my height and like two times my weight. Not healthy. Dems and a... They calling us terror. I mean, I go into the grocery store with a mask, so I'm a domestic terrorist. I'm a domestic terrorist. First of all, I have not been sick in over 2.5 years. And why is that? Because I live alone and I work alone. I live alone. Now, listen to what I said. I live alone and I work alone. So... where do most people get sick from? If I'm telling you, I live alone and I work alone and I haven't been sick in 2.5 years. And mind you, I go to the store every other day, sometimes back-to-back days, no mask, touching the same ATM machine everybody else is touching, you know. Most people get sick from people they live with and people they work with. It doesn't take a doctor or a rocket scientist to figure this out. Because when you work, you usually work 8 hours. So you're around those people for 8 hours. So the longer you're around people, the better chance you have from getting sick from them. So you work with people, you're there from like 5 to 8 hours around them. Chances you get sick are high. People sneeze and cough at work. Now, when you go home, you're at home with them for the rest of the day, unless you leave the house and go somewhere. But now we're talking about, 16 hours, you're around, whoever you live with, your roommates, your loved ones, or whatever. Sneezing, coughing at the house, going on. Those are the two main places people get sick. People ain't getting sick at bars all the time. The only sick they're getting at bars is throwing up because they can't handle their liquor. So, yeah, I'm living proof that masks have nothing to do with me not being sick in the 2.5 years. Social distancing has nothing to do with it because I'm around people every time I go to the store. I'm always seeing people, new faces, new people, in and out the stores, quick stop, grocery store, whatever, So social distancing and masks ain't got nothing to do with it. And now I would say this, wearing a mask, I think they got it backwards. I don't think you're supposed to wear a mask in public, but if you got a big household, you might need to be wearing a mask at the house, not in public. This idea that mask in public, no, it's because what people ain't wearing a mask is at the house or in the car, maybe with the kids, they might not be wearing a mask, or with other people in the car, which is a small space, and if you're there long enough, and they cough enough and they sneeze enough, bam, you can get sick. But I'm just telling you, from my personal experience, I'm living proof that I haven't had a cold, sniffles in 2.5 years. I got sinuses, but I'm in the freaking pollen state, I got sinuses, but I'm in the pollen state. But I have not had a cold, no flu, no strep throat, none of that in 2.5 years. It's because I live alone and I work alone. So that should tell you a lot right there. Screw what Dr. Fauci saying and all these doctors. Most people get sick from work at home. So that's where you need to worry about preventing it at, is work at home. So yeah, maybe wearing a mask at work ain't a bad idea. And I know people ain't going to want to wear a mask at home. That's very uncomfortable. But it sounds like it makes more sense to wear a mask at home than having to wear one in public where you're not really going to get sick, because you're not around those people long enough to get sick. When you go to a grocery store, you're in and out usually, But that's that. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Hit that click now subscribe button. This is episode 49. Next episode will be 50. I'll be halfway there to 100. Don't forget, my podcast is sponsored by Promo Palace LLC at promopalace.biz for your online marketing promotion needs for your brand, your business, or your music. Check out promopalace.biz. If you like dogs, cats, you're an animal lover or animal rights activist, please go check out newlitter.com, New Litter Apparel. We got t-shirts, hoodies, sneakers, and we got things for your dogs to wear, like dog bandanas and stuff for cats coming soon too. Before I go, for Shizzle, I got to shout out one of my favorite brands, Dizzle. Dizzlebrand.com. Check them out. A mixture of cognac, agave, tequila, orange liquor, mango mix, and crisp lemon. That's Dizzlebrand.com. Follow them on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. They got a dozen different recipes you can check out that you can make with Dizzle. And as soon as I get my first Dizzle in, I'm going to try out one of the recipes at home myself. I'm not a big liquor guy, but, one of my best friends, Chris Roker, is one of the owners over there at Dizzle, so I got to show love to my mentor and one of my best friends. Shout out to Mike Dizzle and Olivia Harris as well. Check them out, DizzleBrand.com. They're doing some great things. And look out for Dizzle Brand to come soon to an ABC store, a venue, a club, a bar near you. Once again, this is Triple P, Paul Pickett Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Pickett. This is your home for music, sports, and politics. Peace, and I'm out.